Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Today, we're talking about God bringing divine connections and appointments into your life with people that you need. And have you ever had a moment where one conversation changed your whole relationship circle? Or maybe a meeting that wasn't planned changed everything? A connection that came out of nowhere? Or a door that opened exactly at the right time by somebody that was least likely? Well, most people call that coincidence. Sometimes they even say it's providential. But in the kingdom, we call those divine appointments. And right now, I believe many of you are entering into a season where God's setting a stage and he's setting you up for encounters you couldn't orchestrate, even if you tried, for relationships that you couldn't get into unless God divinely brought them together. These are going to cause collaborations and opportunities and sudden favor moments. And heaven's aligning people, and the timing couldn't be better, because you could have manufactured this timing if you had a million years to spend your own way. And today's word is simple. Get ready. God's placing you in rooms and conversations and relationships that are part of your destiny. And he's setting up divine appointments that are going to make sense for what felt like delayed or withheld or confused in the last season. So stay with me, because some of you are closer than you think for a moment that's going to change everything for relationships you've been waiting for. Well, here we go. Welcome to Exploring the Prophetic. I'm Sean Bowles. And I'm so glad you're here with me today. Every week, we talk about hearing God's voice in your everyday life and in culture and what's happening globally, because God's speaking and you're called to discernment is saying to you. If you haven't yet subscribed on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform, go ahead and do it now. We have so much coming that you don't want to miss. So before we jump into today's prophetic word, I do have some important updates. The first one is the fact that we have a Cyber Monday, actually weekend sale. It's happening right now. So our spiritual growth mentoring community is 50% off, which is normally $50 a month, and you can get it for $25 a month, or get it for a whole year membership for only $199. Now, if you've been wanting to grow deeper in hearing God's voice and being part of a thriving community of people who are going after the gifts of the Holy Spirit and really maturing, this moment is one not to be missed. Like, don't miss this. This might be part of your divine appointments. And then the second thing is all my books and all my resources at bowlesministries.com is the biggest sale we've ever done, which is 60% off. We've never done this before. We wanted to give you as much opportunity to get books like Translating God and Keys Evans Economy and these kinds of materials that are only at bowlesministries.com for 60% off. And then the last thing is, Partnering Giving Tuesday is coming up, and we want to encourage you guys, if this ministry has blessed you, or if you just are getting like a response in your heart to the word, one of the ways that you can respond to God is by giving to the messenger, giving to the messaging ministry, and donating or becoming a partner right now through a special gift or a love offering. If you go to bowlesministries.com, you can donate by pressing the give button, or you can become a partner and give to us each and every week to help us reach millions of people with prophetic insight and biblical encouragement. I'm going to encourage you guys to do that. Well, let's get to the prophetic word. This is the great divine appointment season. It's going to happen for so many people watching. Last week, we talked about your circles changing. A lot of relationship spheres are changing. And I'm following that up with the fact that the Lord is giving me this phrase for you, which is, I'm setting up encounters you can't manufacture. And these are relationships and friendships that are going to come out of the blue. And I think of our friends, Bob and Lauren Hassan, that Sri and I are so privileged to have. And Bob and Lauren came at a season in our life, and we had a lot of hardship happening. We had a lot of things we're navigating. We had some issues in our ministry. We were trying to figure out how to just kind of operate differently than we were before, than we knew how to, because we had only seen certain things modeled to us, and we wanted to do something totally different. And Bob and Lauren came at just the right time with prophetic encouragement. But Bob also walked us through, basically mentored us in our whole business end of ministry. And we just became so close that what normally takes 5 or 6 years in a relationship felt like it happened overnight, to the point where just a few months into it, I was like, Bob, we should start a podcast for people in the marketplace to really understand what God's doing there by interviewing them and just talking to everyday people who are doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs and farmers and hearing their story where God showed up in their career. And he's like, I'm in, let's do it. So we've had this podcast now for, I think, 5 years, I believe. And it's been so amazing. But beyond that, and behind the scenes, Bob and Lauren, if we hadn't opened our hearts up to them, and all it took was them saying, hey, do you guys want to connect sometime? We'd love to come up to LA, where we lived at the time, from San Diego, where they live, to visit you guys and spend some time with you. And there was no convenient day we could figure out, so we just made one. We just were like, these people are so valuable. They're so special. We just love them. We're going to just make a day. And so they came up, and it was supposed to be like 2 hours. I think it went for like 5 or 6 hours, I believe. And we just had like one of those, I don't know, just divine moments in time, the divine appointments where God knitted our hearts together. And divine appointments are one of God's favorite ways to guide us, because it's his way of giving a piece of his relational nature in a relationship to us. Sometimes a covenant, even like a covenant relationship, a long-term relationship. People have had it happen when they've met the one that they're supposed to marry. People have had it happen when they've met a business partner. People have had it happen when they've met those neighbors who they do life with, or they've met those friends that's like, you are my people. You are my ride or die. And I believe that they're his way, God's way of saying, I know what you're going through, and I'm preparing you with people who are going to help you get all the way through and get all the way into your calling. And this aligns beautifully with Proverbs 69, where it says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And when you give God your relationship circle and you let God bring divine momentum and his purposes into it, he directs your steps into places that you would have never directed your steps. And you can plan your schedule all you want, but he should plan your steps. He should plan where you're going. God plans your intersections. God plans his divine moments. And intersections are often more important than the direction itself, right? We see that. The Bible's full of divine appointments. I love it so much, because the Bible shows people joining, whether it be marriages or friendships or covenants or these things. Genesis 24, Abraham's servant meets Rebecca. And this is the ultimate divine appointment, where he literally prays, God, lead me to the right woman for Isaac. And there she is, walking up before he even finishes praying. Like, before his prayer fully finishes, there's the woman that he's been praying for. And I feel like some of you are about to walk into answers to prayers you are just now praying, or that you're just praying in fullness, or you're maybe praying with a new desperation or a new passion because of what you need in life right now. Maybe even prayers you forgot you prayed. You know, I think Acts 8, 26 through 40, where Philip, you know, is in a revival season of his life, and God pulls him out and tells him, go to this desert road. And it doesn't make sense at all. I mean, he's in the middle of like some of the best activity of his life that God's doing through his ministry. And he ends up going, and on that road, there's the Ethiopian leader reading Isaiah, and it's a man who will take the gospel into Africa. I mean, this is one of the most important divine appointments of Philip's life, and possibly of Africa's future. One divine appointment, one conversation, one supernatural setup, and generations changed. You know, never underestimate what one encounter from God can do. I mean, maybe it's just you reaching out to somebody who's walking by and you just share your faith, or maybe it's giving something to a homeless person, or maybe it's just being at work and saying, hey, we should get together for lunch. Or maybe it's asking the person out on a date when you're single and that's a person who's qualified. Like, it's a person who God might have for you. And I remember for Sheree and I, when my wife and I first started like to really notice each other, we lived in cities far apart, and I didn't think long distance dating could work. So I was like, I kept visiting her city. I kept getting invited to speak at the church she was on staff at. And I had a crush on her, but it was nothing more than that. And I thought, I'm not going to pursue this because it'd just be too hard. But then she ended up moving to LA where I was at. And my best friend called me and said, hey, randomly, you know, we have a girl living in the sharing a room in our house. She's one of our close friends. She's going to have a friend move in with her, and they're going to stay for 2 months, 3 months, and they're going to go get into an apartment. And he goes, it's this girl you've met her before named Sheree. Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm like, oh my gosh, let me come over and say hi to her. And he goes, wait, why are you saying hi to her? I'd never been kind of forthright like that, like with a girl who's staying at his house or hanging out with my best friend, his wife, you know? And he's like, why would you do that? Why are you coming over? And I was like, oh, I just want to say hi. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. Well, I went over there and I was so nervous, but I felt like, man, there's something about Sheree that I had met with any other woman who I'd been around. I tried to date just the right types of women who would compliment me and that I can compliment, but it just wasn't working out. My own picker wasn't able to pick. I just couldn't find the right person. And then God brings Sheree into my life, and God had a story on her end that was so profound. And so it was nerve-wracking to ask her out, because it felt like a divine moment that she was living with my friends of all people. And then I had easy access to go in another house anytime. And I went over and said, hey, I know you just moved here. Do you have a job yet? She's like, no. Well, I know your schedule's free. Do you have time to tell me your story? We haven't really gone deep. Can we go out for coffee? I said, like, okay. And that started something in our lives that created a momentum that from the first time we talked, it was like one of those moments where you're like, not that heaven opened up and angels sing, but in the sense of like, it wasn't normal. It wasn't normal Sean's picker and choices for relationship and just a good time. It was like, this is special. This has something on it. And some of you need to recognize those moments when there's something on, whether it be that romantic relationship, whether it be that friendship, whether it be on that partnership, whether it be on that banking relationship, whether it be on that relationship with the lawyer, whatever it is, that you recognize that there's something going on and you look for that on-ramp that only God could bring. And I think of David and Jonathan. We were watching House of David quite a bit as a family, because season 2 is just wrapped up. It just, they just showed the last episode of season two. Amazing show. I loved it. Man, not everyone's going to love the same thing, but I loved it. David, you know, in the show, I loved how he was anointed as king and Jonathan recognized it. And in the Bible, you know, without Jonathan's covenant friendship, he wouldn't have survived. I mean, he wouldn't have survived Saul's rage. There was a moment in the show they showed that. But there's these divine friendships that are coming that are going to protect your destiny. They're going to protect your heart. They're going to protect your life. And some of you need that kind of relationship, that bestie, that close friend, that person who's going to walk with you through thick or thin, and you haven't had that for a while. Or maybe the ones that you've had, maybe they're not the Christian version of that, but you can't share your faith or the spiritual journey or the parallels of what God's doing in your life. But there, you have good community around you, but you're looking and hungry for those spiritual friends. I really feel like part of the divine appointments I'm talking about is your spiritual network is being solidified or grounded or introduced in a way that's going to last you a long time, if not your whole life. And I think of Ruth and Boaz, you know, she just happened in the field. I talked about last week, she just happened in the field of Boaz with her mother-in-law, you know, and heaven doesn't do coincidence ever. Heaven doesn't do coincidence. And when you get those moments of like the world calls, deja vu. The world calls it like deja vu. They go, oh, I feel like I've been here before. I feel like I've done this. For you, that's an anointing where God's saying, be present in this moment. I'm here with you. Like that's a moment of his presence where he's going, look around and notice things differently. Notice things with my eyes. Notice things with my heart. It's not an occultic moment. It's like the presence of God saying, hey, you're feeling something because I've divinely placed you in a providential moment that I planned before time began. Pay attention. I've set this up. It took a lot of work for heaven and earth to move for you. And this is that one of those moments. And heaven does orchestration. And heaven does the most beautiful orchestration. And I love that, like we talked about before, that God is maybe rearranging your circle for even this, for the new relationships and the new appointments that he has. And this might connect deeply to the message that you heard from last week, but your circle is changing. Why? Because with new assignments comes new alliances. Like a lot of your old relationships can't bring you to where God has you now. And when I say that, that feels like we're using relationships like we're just, they're transactional. I'm not talking about that, but there is people around you in different seasons. And the beautiful thing is if we're in kingdom relationships with other Christians, is where we leave off with them. And sometimes we do leave off. We move, we change careers, and we were working together. We change churches. We're in the same church before. Where we leave off with them, we'll re-inherit when we get to heaven. We'll have that closeness. We'll have that companionship. We'll have that connection that we had before. But there is seasons when God shifts you into the new. And I know many people who communicated to me over the last couple of years that everything feels rebooted in their relationships, that people that they thought were going to be there the rest of their lives, you know, that they were going to be in that church the rest of their life, they were going to be with that group the rest of their life, aren't in their life right now. And that's okay because God has new alliances for new assignments and new alliances for maybe your family. I know when Sheree and I, when we got married and we started having kids, naturally, I didn't need some of the relationships that I had before because I was all of a sudden married. I didn't have the exact same amount of time or energy for them. And I needed new kinds of relationships to build that season of family and marriage. And I needed married friends. I needed friends who had kids who were just a little ahead of ours so that we can glean from them and learn from them. Well, it's the same in the spirit. Some of the places you're growing into right now, some of those relationships that were fun to go out with, were fun to celebrate, were fun to be with, you no longer need fun. You need people who are in alignment for purpose. You need people who are in alignment for where you're going. And some of you can feel that and it's been painful because you just haven't had space and time anymore for certain people. That's completely fine. Like, release them to God. The world's big enough. God's doing it with them too. God has enough for them. And God's removing people who can't walk with you in the next season. He's been doing it for a couple of years. Some of you have seen your relationship circle narrow, but he wasn't just going to narrow it. He wants to expand it again. He wanted your relationship circle and he wanted to build it again with you. Some of you maybe for the first time, maybe you're realizing this because God's seeing people who can really help you, can really walk with you, you're not losing, you're being positioned. That's reality. Your loneliness isn't out of abandonment. It's out of preparation. Some of you are lonely because God's preparing you for people that he's going to feed you with, that you're going to feed them. And your relational confusion is not about failure. It's about pruning. And pruning has to happen for healthy relationships. And I've learned through the therapy I've been in and the things I've been going through for the last couple of years, I've learned, wow, pruning is a beautiful thing. Especially if you have certain patterns that you had that worked with relationships before. Like I had some codependency. I don't have room for codependent relationships now. I've too much health and respect for what God's doing in my life. And so I've had a reshift in God. Thank God he's done a lot of the pruning, but I've had change who I am. So I have to realize, and you have to realize that certain patterns in your life, they don't fit anymore. And so the people that came through those patterns don't fit into your life the same way either. And your open-heartedness is, it's not wasted. It's soil for divine appointments and releasing people to God and his love. He loves them way more than we do anyways. And when it's time to move on, I love Ecclesiastes talks about the seasons, and there is the time to die. And sometimes if relationships have death to them, people get divorced, people, you know, break strong partnerships, people move on from things that felt like lifelong because they are no longer lifelong. And it could be as simple as, like I said, you get married, your friendship circle might change just because of that. Divine appointments are part of the open door season that God's bringing. And a divine appointment is a door disguised as a person. That's reality, is that people are doors for each other. We open more up for each other out of love than anybody could open out of billions of dollars. Like, there's something about a person who loves someone that will do anything. It's just so beautiful. And some of you keep praying that God opens the door. And God's saying, I'm sending the person, I'm sending the promotion, I'm sending a person to play a role in your life. The breakthrough you need, I'm sending a person to carry the key. The business idea, a person's going to come who's going to collaborate. You know, the next step that you need to take, someone's going to come and confirm it. And it's not going to be just a prophet. It's going to be somebody who carries a relational heart for you and with you. You know, God moves through a relationship, and he loves relationship, and he preserves good relationships. And so don't think that all relationships are ending. That's not the message. Some of you will have those lifelong relationships. I was addressing certain people, but every destiny in scripture required a connection. Do you realize that every single one, every person and every destiny required a connection to fulfill that? So you can't manufacture divine timing. And that's one of the things that people try and pay a lot of money to 10X, you know, in certain areas, and relationships can 10X you in one moment. You know, you can network, of course, you can build skill, you can prepare, all those things are good. You should do those things, but you can't manufacture what God orchestrates. And God wants to orchestrate some things for you that are beyond your pay grade, that are beyond your social abilities, you know? And when the moment comes, what was hard becomes easy. And what was delayed, really delayed, becomes accelerated. And what was maybe confusing becomes confirmed. And that's reality. And this is a season of unexpected invitations and strategic meetings, conversations that are going to shift directions for your life, partnerships that are going to be formed only by the Spirit of God. You know, God ordained collaborations, sudden relational alignment, people that take long time to become friends with or to enter their world. And all of a sudden, instantly, God brings it. People who just show up in your story. I love those. I've been someone who's shown up in people's story before, and I've had people show up in my story. And I love when God does it. I love how safe it is when God does it. And it's going to feel supernatural because it is. You want that supernatural grace of God operating in your life. Yes, you have to do the work. Yes, you have to be present. You have to be available. You have to go to church to meet people. You have to go to the men's group, the women's group. You have to go to the family groups. You have to go to your kids' practices and actually engage the people around you. You have to do the things that really, what it takes. You have to maybe go to the network meetings, whatever it is. But man, on top of that, and despite that, and besides that, God's going to do something really profound. I have a prophetic word with this. Before we get there, I do want to remind you guys, those of you who are joining us now, that our ministry only operates because of the generous donations of people just like you. And to go into 2026, we've been given more equipment to be able to do these videos better. And we've been given more energy to do that with some of the team members we have. One of the guys who's editing with us is going to take on some of the projects even more. So pray for him. And we're going to be looking at, like, if we have to hire another editor or whatever, we need the resources to be able to do the commission, to fulfill the commission that God has in this ministry. And we're already reaching hundreds of thousands of people through podcasts and millions through social media, but we want to reach all the people God has for us in a way that's really with excellence and with credibility. And so we need your support to do that. So any donation you give is so important, whether it be the $25 or whether it be the $3,000, it's going to help us to plan into next year how far we can take the gospel through us, through our message. And so please be with us on the journey and go to bullsministries.com and just sow in, especially if you've been touched by one of the prophetic words or by my life or by one of our messages, one of our classes, one of our podcasts. Consider being a part of this journey, and you're going to inherit so much. We love, especially those of you who are partners, to give back to you. And there's so much we do all year long for our partners. You're going to feel really a part of a family. So I hope you'll even join on that level, because any amount gets you into partnership. There's not like a set amount. We just get to pray for you and be a part of your life too, and resource you with some of our resources and just meet with you and pray with you. It's really cool. So I'm going to encourage you to join that just by going to bullsministries.com today. Okay, let me tell you the prophetic word. I want you to just maybe get in a prayerful place if you're driving or if you're in a gym or whatever else. Just if you can, just be as aware of Jesus as you can be in this moment, because I want you to really see him shifting and aligning. I want you to see that the surrender you've made to say, Jesus, you can have it all, is paying off. And one of the big down payments of what Jesus did on the cross is relationships, is kingdom fulfilling relationships. That's beyond normal fulfilling relationships. And some of you have sacrificed a lot to come into the kingdom. Some of you have sacrificed a lot in the season to just obey God. And I feel like God said, I'm aligning conversations, connections, and people. You will not miss what I'm orchestrating if you're just obedient. What felt withheld is actually preparation. It's some of you felt something withheld in your life, maybe when it comes to marriage, maybe when it comes to, you know, something with your kids, maybe when it comes to a best friend, maybe when it comes to partnership, business partnership, ministry partnership, whatever it is. And a lot of what was withheld has caused you to go into a great preparation. And I feel like some of you are coming to the end of that preparation, and you're going to receive what's felt delayed is now being aligned. And that alignment relationally is going to be so important to your future, to be aligned with God's supernatural people for you. Watch for divine appointments. They're going to confirm your next step. It's going to confirm that you're going the right way, is that you start to see the people that God brings in your life, the one moment doors, and then also the long-term doors that are going to open because people that God brings in your life. So I want to pray for you. Jesus, thank you that you go before us. You go before us relationally. You stand with us relationally in the relationships we have. And God, if someone here has been through betrayal or slander or gossip or disconnect or divorce or whatever it is, God, I pray you to heal our hearts. Get us to the place where we can believe in a world like this, that you want to bring alignment in relationships. That whatever bad experience we had, maybe in a marriage or with a circle of friends or maybe at a church or maybe at a workplace, that's not the brand for what we'll always have. That was an unfortunate warfare or circumstance that maybe we even had a part of. And God, heal us and grow us up, mature us. And Lord, what you're already doing in our lives, prepare it for the people you're bringing us into. Lord, thank you that you orchestrate relationships. You orchestrate conversations we would never have without you. You give us opportunities we could have never, ever dreamed of. Ephesians 3:20 talks about it. And we can never create these on our own without you, without your desire being in there. God, you create moments of intimacy, moments of sharing. Lord, open our eyes then to the people that you're bringing in. That creates a divine appointment because we say yes, because we are present, because we're connected. Lord, prepare our hearts to be a divine appointment too, God. That's how some of the divine appointments are going to happen, is because we're going to serve, or we're going to give, or we're going to love, or that acts of servicing and being present and connected and listening and all those things are really important. So God, prepare our hearts to recognize your timing and your voice and your heart. Lord, align us with the people who are going to carry your next season in our life, and that we are going to carry their next season with them as well, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray that you'd only bring people in our life that are easy to discern, that we would know that they're safe, and we would know what level to give ourselves relationally to them, God. And I know many people here are just praying for that a marriage relationship, that Lord, whether it be a marriage that doesn't have that divine connection in it yet, or people who are wanting that divine connection of marriage, period. And we pray over this season, God, that you would bring an opening to our hearts, even for the one that you would bring, Lord, that you have someone for us, that you're preparing someone on the other end of this too, who might just be as lonely and frustrated as we are. Lord, I know when I was being prepared for Sheree, there's times I would feel not like sadness, loneliness, where it was like depressing, but I would feel longing for my wife. I would feel like she's out there and Lord, I just want to meet her. I know life is going to be different and in some ways better. Now, I love my life before I was married, but I knew what I was called in marriage too. And it's true. I love my marriage and the fulfillment of it more than I ever liked my single life, but I love my single life too. It wasn't wasted. It wasn't like less than, but there was something about being married that I knew for me personally that I needed. And so I remember feeling those longings, but I also felt like even the closer I got to the marriage, I felt more longing and I felt more almost like the pain, like hunger pains for being married. And God, you used that in my life to open my heart even more. So when it was Sheree, and there's all the things we have to walk through relationally when we get matched up with someone, whether it's our own choice or whether, Lord, you let lightning strike the earth, there's all the relational things that still happen. But God, you open our hearts differently than if we open our hearts ourselves. And I pray, God, that you would open people who are to be married, that open their hearts to the right person at the right time, Lord. Lord, use our initiation. You're not going to drop someone from the sky. We have to be present. We have to be connected. We have to be working on ourselves. We have to be working on discipling ourselves after the nature of Christ. But Lord, use everything in our lives, every relationship, every person for your glory. Not transactionally, but Lord, in covenant and connection and in beautiful relationship. And God, we give you permission to use us relationally. Now, some of you, when I prayed that, you need to think about that term. I give you permission to use me relationally, God. Some of you say that gladly, but you're relationally, maybe your heart's not there yet because you need some healing. So I want to encourage you to get the therapy or get the pastoral appointments or get the Bible study going again. You know, study about the things that caused relational blockages before. Because again, even if the person violated something, there's still you in the story. And so what could you do differently so that you feel that connection, that anchoredness, so that when you come to these relationships, you're ready because God has them for you. And some of you are completely ready. And you're like, it's my time. You know, I think of Mariah Carey when she sings, it's time for Christmas. And I just think like some of you know it's time. You just can feel it. You feel like, man, God's aligning me. It's because it is. So I want to encourage you. I just pray with you and I stand with you to believe that the timing of God in your life and his timing is perfect. So Lord, let us trust your timing over all the relationships, over all the connections you have for us in Jesus' name. Thank you guys so much for joining me. This was Exploring the Prophetic. We do this every week on Sundays. It's a supplement to your church experience. I'm going to encourage you guys to subscribe to this podcast or watch us every week on YouTube. And I'll see you next week on Exploring the Prophetic. Enjoy the Christmas season. I'm so glad we crossed over after Thanksgiving into Christmas. We are here, you guys. We are here. And I can't wait to do Christmas with you. I'll be on each and every week.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or shawnbowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.